Okay, today is we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Avos, and we're up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Yud. Hu haya Omer, Chanin ben Dosa used to say, Kol shem ruach habrios noche emenu. Anyone that the brios are pleased with, are happy with, ruach hamakom noche emenu. It's a good sign that Hashem is probably happy with the person as well. Meaning, if all the tzelem elokims are happy with you, probably elokim himself is happy with you. V'kol shein ruach habrios noche emenu. If a person is not well liked by other people, they don't admire him, they don't think he's good, ein ruach hamakom noche. So in a certain sense, Hashem is also not happy with the person. Rabbi Dosa ben Hirkan is Omer, Sheina shel Shachris, taking a nap in the morning, V'yayin shel Tzarayim, and drinking wine in the afternoon, V'sichas ha'yaladim, and schmoozing a lot with children, to the extent that it takes you away from your learning, V'yeshivas pasuk nasiyah shel Amei Aretz, and hanging out in the place where Amei Aretz get together. I don't think pasuk nasiyah over here means shuls in the typical sense. Knesios means places of gathering. Normally we gather in shuls, but if a person gathers together with a bunch of Amei Aretz, Motzi Nesadam and Olam, that takes a person out of this world, because instead of davening and learning and doing things he should be doing, he's going to be doing all of these things that waste his time. Mishnah Yiral, for Blazer Hamadoi Yomer, HaMechalel Es HaKodshim, if a person is Mechalel holy things, HaMevaz Es HaMohados, if a person disrespects the Yom Tovim, or chalamavid, v'amalim pnei chaver brabim. Someone embarrasses other people publicly. V'amefar briso shel Avram Avinu alav shalom. If a person rejects the bris of Avram Avinu, meaning this is literally talking about a bris mila, by either not getting a bris mila or trying to do a surgery to undo the effect of a bris mila. Or a person explains Torah in a way that's against the halacha, even though the person may be very Torah knowledgeable and may do a lot of mitzvos, ein lo chelek li'olam haba. Such a person has no chelek in olam haba. Wow, very strong words. Okay, so let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Yud, we said that Rabbi Chanan ben Dosa said that anyone who's well liked by other people is probably well liked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the reverse is also true. And Rabbi Dosa ben Hirkan said that if a person sleeps in the morning and drinks wine in the afternoon and schmoozes with the kids too much and hangs out with Amei Aretz, it's going to take a person out of this world because he's not doing the kinds of things that give him Arichus Yamim. And then in Mishnah Rav, he said that Rabbi Elazar Hamadai said that someone who is Mechalel Kachim or disrespects the Moados or embarrasses people publicly or rejects a Bris Mila or explains Torah against the Halacha, even if he's very knowledgeable and he does a lot of nice things, is not going to have a chel in Olam Haba. Okay, but from next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis.